recording now. And for starters, could both of you state and spell your names for me?
My name is Stanley Thomas, Stanley Thomas. And Pam is her name.
It's PamelaDavis, Pamela Davis.
All right. Now, let's start out. Why don't you guys explain the premise of the show American Vickers to me?
The purpose of the show?
Yeah, what the show... I've actually never seen it, to be honest.
I hadn't either, so that, to be honest.
The American Pickers are two guys that have stores in their hometown, and they drive around the country and go to people's houses or businesses and look for articles in their houses to put in their store. And most of those articles are antique items or old items or unusual items. And they make a whole show about these guys buying it and negotiating on prices and so on and so forth and finding the things. They have a book out, and it's called Trash to Treasures, and that's what they do. They try to find people's old stowed away items that they don't use anymore and then buy from them and then put it on market for sale and make all kinds of money and do things of that nature. Apparently it's pretty popular. They've made about 200 episodes on the History Channel, and they have a pretty good fan following, we found out. When they visited us, the fans were all over trying to get pictures with them and autographs from them, which was pretty interesting for us to watch because we never really met anybody famous before, but apparently they are because they have fan club. And other than that, they'd make shows out of it and do real well. So if you got History Channel, they're on all the time, it seems like. Every time I hit the History Channel, I see American Pickers show on. So, if you're radio, maybe you don't watch television. I don't know.
I don't much, but I don't think that has anything to do with being in radio.
Reality TV is kind of sweeping the nation right now, I think, because everywhere, even on the networks, it's all prime time. It's all reality TV, and it's kind of an interesting new concept towards entertainment, but it's big and popular.
Okay, and now Pam, I believe you told me you're the one who arranged to have them come. Will you
tell me? No, that's not correct.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't know a thing about it. The city, Sherry Broyles, is with tourism, and she had lots of calls in for them for quite some time, and finally they called back, but it wasn't to come see me. It was to come see someone else. Well, as circumstances happened, and they were afraid he wasn't going to be available the day that the scout came through. There's a scout that comes through before they come through. And so they said, oh, gosh, what are we going to do? Here we have him. And Stanley had shown one of the girls from the city all the junk I have. That was kind of closed up, and I was going to make my daughters deal with it when I died. And so Lisa had said, well, go, you know, check with Pam, and she might open her doors and let them come through. So I know that you do contact them and people do, but it wasn't me because I would never have done it. You know, I'm embarrassed by all this stuff I have. So it's but it was an extremely fun experience to have them come. They were my brother, who's one of their biggest fans, said, "Are they as nice as they appear on TV?" And they're actually nicer. And everybody, you know, there was about 10 or 12 with the crew, and one was better looking and nicer than the next. So it was, that always helps.
Uh-huh. And I don't know if you'll be allowed to tell me this, but did they take any of your stuff with them?
Yes, they did.
They took enough to make a show, so we're going to have a whole show about it, so. They just told us that, you know, they did just soon we not tell them what they bought and how much they paid for it because that's their show. They want to be able to put that on TV and air it without everybody knowing what they already bought. So we had to sign a little thing, a confidentiality agreement, that said that we wouldn't talk about the items in specific. But, yeah, they went through, spent 8 hours climbing through Pam's stuff, and she has about 7 floors of stuff, you know. But the thing is, it's all good stuff. And they even made a comment that they were that she had good taste in her stuff that she had. So after climbing through it and finding what they want, they picked up a whole bunch of items.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Do you know when your show's going to air?
It's going to be in November or December. I think they were going to notify the city when it was going to air. So we'll know, I guess. I don't know that I want anybody else to know, but I'm pretty sure we will. They'll probably call the city, and the city will probably call us, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they want to kind of public. They said that when it came out, that's when they tell the newspapers and everything so they can inform the local people when the showing's going to be. You know, they have it on, I believe, a new show every Tuesday night or Thursday night or something like that on History Channel. And then they'll show the repeat about 100 times. I've noticed that. It's just a lot of repeats. So we might be watching it years from now on as a repeat. It ought to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Now has this inspired you guys to sell any more of your stuff, like to antique malls or anything?
Well, my daughter may come back and sell a lot of them on eBay. It's just there's so much just junk. There's some good things, but a lot of the stuff I have I picked up to do art with, and then the other stuff I could see that if it was fixed, that it, you know, it had value, and then it just got to be so much stuff that I couldn't, you know, I became a mover of things instead of doing something. So that's when I said no more, and I quit buying things or picking up things about 10, 15 years ago, but it was too late. So now I'm what I'm hoping is that maybe somebody will see the show and come buy the 300 tube radios I have, you know, and things like that. But I don't know. I'm ready to. My direction has gone in a different direction, and we want to build. We want to build the structure down by the Katy Bridge. You know, we've been an advocate of this bike trail for years and years and years, and now that the city has taken ownership of the bridge, we are going to start, or I say we, the contractors will probably start working on it the first of next year. And so we just figure that's going to bring in a whole lot more people. So we want to build, I don't know, maybe a shop of some sort down by the trail. And I want to do just painting and not have to deal with all this stuff, so I want to get rid of it. So I don't know, maybe somebody will see the show and buy some.
All right, well, I wish you luck.
Thank you.
Do either of you have anything you'd like to add?
I don't think so. I think that pretty well covers it all. We're big advocates of Boonville, so anything that helps Boonville and this show... It did that day for sure. That was about 300 to 400 people up and down the street trying to get autographs from these guys all day when they were here. So the restaurants and the stores did a bustling business that whole day. And hopefully when the show comes out and a few more people discover Boonville, that it'll help all the way around. And that's be our goal in this whole process. I believe it's the best end of our goal anyway.
Well, and there's 400 historic properties in Boonville, and there's great restaurants, and just it's a nice little town, and I think that's why tourism, you know, they were going, any kind of exposure is probably good exposure. So, you know, we are definitely hoping that people see Boonville and see the stores. I think they make a... I don't really think that the show will say where they are, but they make a shot of the river and the town and, you know, all the stores up and down, and I'm hoping that it does bring bring people in here, and that's kind of what it was, you know, it's all about.